Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. At SurePayroll, employees win money for making mistakes. Although this approach may seem a little backwards, Michael Alter, president of the payroll provider, says the only way to continue to grow is to change and try new things. And it may account for the company's fast growth, a three-year growth rate of 1,302%. Michael Alter is the president of SurePayroll. Michael was the founder and leader of the service operations practice at McKinsey & Company. He is a columnist for Inc.com and appears regularly in publications across the country, including Bloomberg TV, The Wall Street Journal, and Entrepreneur Magazine. Michael, welcome to Edgewise.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay, why don't you tell us a bit about SurePayroll?
We're the online alternative to a traditional payroll service like an ADP or Paychex. We process the payroll, we handle the direct deposit and all the tax filing for small businesses across the country.
Mm-hmm. What differentiates your payroll service from competitors?
The biggest thing that differentiates us is the fact that we're the online alternative. So using our service would be analogous to the difference between going to a Barnes & Noble bookstore versus Amazon.com. We're the Amazon.com of the payroll space.
All right, when you bring up that analogy, one concern that comes to mind is the issue of maintaining a good relationship with your customers as an online service. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Absolutely. We think that customer service is absolutely critical. We spend a lot of time, a lot of energy acquiring customers, and we really want to make sure that we keep them and we keep them happy rather than going out and having to get more new customers. One of the things that we've learned in the last decade of being in the business is how important it is to actually have great service.
Exactly.
Couple of things that really drive that. Mm-hmm. Our clients are small businesses. These are folks who are out there day to day creating all the jobs in this country. As they're doing that, they're focused on what it is they know, what it is they do. And the payroll is sort of an afterthought, but it's critical that you do it. What we've learned is when the phone rings at SurePayroll, it's going to ring for one of two reasons. Either they want to buy or they have an issue. And when they have an issue, we have to make sure that we answer that phone very quickly with a live person, 90% of the time in three rings or less. And we've got to really own their worry, because we know it's an emotional issue. This is their business, it's their livelihood, and it's their employees. So we have to be there able to resolve that problem quickly.
What are some of the specific training efforts SurePayroll conducts when people come in to make them aware of the importance of customer service?
We spend 6 to 8 weeks training a new customer service rep before they ever get on the phone. And one of the biggest things we try and do throughout the organization, mm-hmm. anybody that talks to customers, is really to empower them.
Sure.
As the guy that runs the company, I don't really do that much. All of our employees are the ones that actually work with our customers at that moment of truth. And when they're on the phone with an issue, how do we resolve it? So we train people with three very simple rules, all designed for that employee to do the right thing. And it's really what they believe is the right thing if they were that customer. We give them three simple guidelines. Number one, it must be legal. Number two, they have to be able to look their supervisor in the eye after the call and explain why they did what they did. Number three, and this is one of the most important things from a customer service perspective, if it shows up on the front page of a major newspaper and we all read it, we've got to be smiling rather than unhappy when we read it. As a result of that, our customer service reps really take the initiative to do the right thing for our customers more often than not.
Exactly. They're the kind of things that people can remember.
Absolutely.
Makes them feel like a part of the team.
Absolutely. And we're trying to do the payroll for these clients and other businesses they start day in, day out for years. So making sure that we give the best service really matters.
Right.
The only way we're going to do that is let our employees do the right thing.
And to make sure they do, you have to have an incentive program.
Sure. One of the things we do, we have this annual program called the SureChoice Awards, sort of like the People's Choice Awards, where they nominate each other as to how well they help each other out, how well they serve customers for various awards, and there's money involved. And my favorite one, which I think is the most important one, the one we put double the money on, is what we call the best new mistake.
Right.
And we ask employees every year to nominate themselves and to write up what is the best new mistake that they've made and what they've learned.
Yeah.
It's important that it's the best new mistake, not the same mistake twice, but by encouraging folks to do things and try something different, that's how our service gets better every day.
And every time you find a new mistake, you incorporate it into your development or training program.
Absolutely. And we change processes if we need to. We change systems if we need to. Whatever we can to make sure that doesn't happen again.
And so that would seem to make your employees extremely innovative because you've got them doing continuous improvement on the way they approach their customers.
We think so, and it's led to some very successful growth for our business and some of the highest retention rates in the industry because our customers are so satisfied. One of the biggest measures we see is 1 in 4 of our new customers is a referral from an existing customer. How better to run a business?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk a little bit about a method you use to measure the quality of your customer service.
Sure, we use it for two things. We use it, one, to measure and get a sense of the state of the business in terms of how well are we serving and taking care of customers. And number two, we use it as a service recovery tool. Because as much as we like to say we're perfect and we're right all the time, we're not. We've made mistakes and we will make mistakes in the future. And the biggest question for us is how well do we recover from those mistakes? So we've adopted what's known as the Net Promoter Score, which is basically a way of asking your customers on a scale of 0 to 10, how likely are they to refer your service to another business? The 9s and 10s are your promoters, that's what you want. The 7s and 8s are your passives who are not too dissatisfied, not too satisfied. And then the 0 to 6s are the detractors who will tell the world the challenges that you have. The bigger the number, mm-hmm. the greater that gap between the number of promoters you have and the number of detractors, the better your service is perceived by your customers. We've started measuring this and we've grown our Net Promoter Score significantly. A typical U.S. business Net Promoter Score is around 10. So 10% of the folks are positive. It's a relatively low score. Ours today is almost 60, which means if you brought in 100 people, 60 of them or more would be willing to refer our service. And we see that in the numbers that we have and that 1 in 4 new clients come from an existing client. So we see it as a very good measure of the business, but we also see it in terms of revenue that we're driving and revenue that we're not losing. We have some of the highest, if not the highest, retention rates in the industry as a result of the fact that we focus on this service aspect.
Right.
The other thing that we've done, though, is implemented it to use it from a service recovery perspective. We ask all of our customers at least once a quarter, how are we doing? And we ask them that one question. Are they likely to refer our business?
Right.
And if they score us 0 to 6, so that they're considered a detractor, we then make sure that we have the correct phone number to contact them with. We ask them a little bit about their issue, and we assign that in our customer service tool to a customer service rep who's going to make an outbound phone call to them within 2 business days. And what that allows us to do is reach out to a customer that may have an issue, that may be frustrated about something, and we just don't know about it, and allows us to recover and to solve that problem before it gets out of hand.
Well, that also gives you some information because you get to see these reports.
Absolutely. In real time, we can look at them online. It's very helpful to myself as well as to our product team. If we're trying to decide, do we add functionality A or functionality B, we can look at this system and we can see what are people complaining about, what are the issues we have, and it helps us prioritize in an often a world that is always very gray in terms of how do you spend your resources.
Mm-hmm.
Gives us a lot more clarity as to what we should be doing for our customers.
So how exactly has customer service impacted the state of your business?
I think it has in tremendous ways. We've received some awards. This year's American Business Award, the Stevie, for best customer service in general, which we're quite proud of. But it also has given us a great sense of respect and energy among our team. And when you meet somebody from SurePayroll, you really feel they are passionate about what they do. We used to say we're passionate about payroll, which is not the most exciting subject.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But people know we're actually delivering a good service. And having that empowerment on the front lines is absolutely critical to our business. And we've seen that in our growth.
And so it obviously helps you getting the word out about your company.
It clearly has. The best way to get new customers for us is awareness. People have not heard of SurePayroll. They've heard of our competitors. They're starting to understand our difference being online, but also that if you have a question, we're actually going to solve it, and you're not just a number to us.
Our guest today on Edgewise has been Michael Alter, president of SurePayroll. Thanks for being with us, Michael.
Thank you.
Today's business climate adds a new layer of uncertainty and accountability, making performance management even tougher to navigate. AMA has developed a new seminar, Performance Management, Minimizing Stress, Maximizing Effectiveness, which gives new managers a time-tested roadmap for developing and reviewing performance that aligns with rapidly changing priorities and organizational goals. For more information on this seminar, visit our website, amanet.org, and type 2822 into the search box. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.